Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Thanks for keeping us company. I'm Dennis O'Hare. President Trump's executive order on immigration put a four-month halt on refugees from entering the country. There's an indefinite ban, though, on refugees from one country, Syria. WABE's LEU spoke with some Syrian families who've recently arrived in Atlanta to learn how they are taking the news.
Arin Lukman tries to quiet her baby, who's not even a month old. She just fed him, but he's still squirming in her arms. She's at the International Rescue Committee office in Atlanta, where refugees this Monday gathered to find out more about the president's order. A man from Syria in the room, he's also a refugee, chimes in. He says maybe the baby's crying because he misses his dad. Lukman came to the U.S. with her parents and siblings about 5 months ago. She was pregnant, but her husband couldn't come with her. When her family first applied for refugee status after fleeing to Iraq from Syria, she wasn't married yet. The process to get approved took about 3 years. In the meantime, she got married. She tried to add her husband to their case, but says she was told no, that she should come to the U.S. first and then try to bring him later. So when she heard the news about President Trump's order, Lukman couldn't help but be worried. She says she doesn't want to raise the baby alone and doesn't know what to do. She's even considering heading to Iraq, where her husband is now. But her father, Lukman Hussein, says he likes it here, that it's been safe. He left Syria without much of a choice. When the fighting started, he sent his family to Iraq and stayed in Syria to run the factory he owned, which made bricks and other construction materials. A year later, ISIS seized his business and threatened to execute him. They took his equipment and his truck and told him to get out. He started to walk away, sure they would shoot him from behind. He remembers thinking to himself, "This is going to be my last step. This is going to be my last step. This is going to be my last step." He walked that way for an hour. Another family here at the resettlement agency is Ala Ashakahir and her husband Jihad Matar. They fled Syria 4 years ago and now live in Decatur. Where they lived in the city of Dara, Ashakahir says bombs would constantly wake them up in the middle of the night. They would grab the kids and take them to the first floor of their apartment building until the shelling stopped. One night, she says the bombing continued from 7 in the evening all the way until dawn. She says her kids just couldn't take it anymore. They were always too nervous, too scared. Her husband thanks God they're in the United States, that they feel secure. He now has a job at a furniture store. For the young mother, Arin Lukman, she says she's happy for her family here. Her siblings are going to school, her dad is working, but things aren't yet right for her. She says she prays the president might change his mind on Syrian refugees, and she hopes that her son will get to meet his dad. She named the 2.5-week-old baby Redur. She explains it's a Kurdish name that means distance, because he's far away from his homeland and his father. LEU WABE News.